Masih Namdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Despite warnings from Iraq, Turkey is continuing its ground offensive into northern Iraq. The Turkish military says 7 Turkish troops and 79 Kurdish rebels have been killed in clashes since Thursday. Turkey says it's targeting rebels who have attacked Turkish targets from bases in northern Iraq. An Iraqi government spokesman says the operation won't solve the problem. And the Kurdish president is warning of large-scale resistance if civilians are targeted. Turkey, the U.S., and EU consider the PKK rebels a terrorist group. A sixth day of massive Serb protests in Kosovo. 2,000 ethnic Serb demonstrators marched in the border town of Mitrovica, which is opposed to Kosovo's independence. UN forces stormed a cordon to keep them separated from ethnic Albanians, who are a majority in the province. The Air Force says one of the pilots aboard an ill-fitted B-2 stealth bomber is out of the hospital. The bomber crashed on the island of Guam in the western Pacific. The two pilots ejected before it hit the ground. The Air Force says the other pilot is in good condition and that the crash is being investigated. Quick, check those lottery tickets. You could be the one who hit the big jackpot in last night's multi-state Mega Million Dollar drawing. That single winning ticket is worth $270 million and was sold in Portal, Georgia. The winning numbers, 7, 12, 13, 19, 22, and the Mega Ball number is 10. At least 36 people who matched 5 numbers minus the Mega Ball get $250,000 each. And finally, to the kind of story we like to talk about here at CNN.com Live, a move by Japan that could bring internet service faster than cable or DSL. Japan launched a rocket carrying an experimental satellite aimed at providing super high-speed internet to homes and businesses around the world. Subscribers will need a small dish to connect, though, and the service will initially focus on the Asia-Pacific region close to Japan. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.